Hello, this is Late Night Poetry with Nick Treadwell. Tonight, I'm going to read a poem from a book that I got through the post just a couple of days ago. It's called Everything All at Once. It's by a guy called Stephen Camden. I just came across this guy in the last couple of weeks. Never heard of him before, although he's been around on the poetry circuit for many years. He goes by the aka of Polar Bear. So I've been reading a couple of his books. I've got a few more coming in the post. I really like his stuff. But he's written a lot of stuff for young people, for young adults. He was very young when he started writing poetry, while he was still at school actually. And the poem that I'm going to read tonight is a poem from this book, which is basically all the poems are set basically within his school life. And this particular poem is really about escaping from that, if only just for a few minutes, and sort of hiding away. And this is something that I can really associate with, because I think I spent most of my school life, both in junior and primary school, and a lot of it in secondary school, trying to hide, basically trying to hide away from the chaos and from the exposure and the expectation of school life, which I didn't really get along with that well. And it really didn't suit me as a person. There were some aspects, don't get me wrong, of school which I really, really liked. And some lessons that I really enjoyed. For example, English or drama and things like that. But there were other ones which I just felt overexposed in. And I didn't see the reason why I should have to go through the humiliation of doing them. Like PE and games and stuff like that. Maths was another one which, you know, I literally hated. Technical drawing was probably the peak of my hatred for any subjects at school. And, I really, really hated this lesson so much, and I really didn't get on with technical drawing. I didn't understand it. I mean, it started off quite simply. Drawing a few circles and a square and all the rest of it. And then it got really complicated very, very quickly. And my brain couldn't wrap around the concept of it. And I just ended up really loathing and really not looking forward to these technical drawing lessons and wanting to just completely run away. And if I could have done what this guy is explaining in the poem and just probably hid somewhere, I probably would have done. And a couple of times, probably not in the big school, but in junior school, I actually did do that. And I not only hid in the toilet, but I would actually run away from the school itself and being embarrassingly be chased by the caretaker all the way home. Which was embarrassingly just a couple of doors away from the school, because that's where I lived. I lived basically two doors away from where the caretaker lived. So, you know, he was keeping a real good eye on me. Even when I wasn't at school, he was probably poking his head over the fence and making sure that, you know, what I was up to and making sure that I was going to school on time. So, you know, I wasn't geographically in a good place to be, to hide anywhere, really. And I think this is one of the main problems of my life. But I can really associate with what this guy is writing about in this poem. And I just wanted to read this as an example of that. And to say that really that, you know, school and the educational system is really not for everybody. And, you know, the different people have different needs and different ways of absorbing things. And you know, the mainstream educational system, for me, wasn't a good way of absorbing things. You know, it didn't really inspire me. What really inspired me was seeing stuff on TV or picking up a book from the library or just, you know, hearing something from somewhere else. I don't think there's ever a ever anything at school which really inspired me to. There probably was, but I don't have that. I don't have that memory of being inspired by anything at school at all, and I really don't think it did me any good in the long run. I think like I'm still in therapy for going to school. I'm still trying to get over it. So this is what this is about. Anyway, I'm going to read this poem, and I think it's good. I think it's a good one. It's called Science Block Toilets. It's by Stephen Camden, a.k.a. Polar Bear. The drip of the tap like the tick of the clock as I sit on the top of the seat gripping the lock. It's break time and I'm hiding. Not from anyone, really. I just wanted time without anyone near me to breathe. In the midst of the chaos and noise, hyena girls and megaphone boys, police, captain, mannequin teachers, a gaggle of mad, daggering laminate features, leeches attached on top of a pack of creatures, between bells they speak spells to keep sweet the divas, a legion of chair feet screeches, and I feel the bones in my ears crack. The CD skips between these lips. My tongue whispers, you won't ever get these years back. So I'm here to sit while the crowds are outside. In my gratified bubble, I pause and unwind. And I read lines scribbled and scratched into patterns, declarations of feelings, bad stuff that's happened. Sophie loves Toby forever. No, 'cause Sophie kissed Jonah on the coach down to Devon. No, I never. Why are you lying? No, she's not. I saw you, slapper. Stop crying. I hate maths. Me too. Cara G is a bitch. No, she's not. You are. For scribbling this. The voices ring out, ricocheted off the walls. And I'm trapped in a casket of angry catcalls. My hands fall from the lock. I reach for my bag. The door starts to creak. I smell bleach and I gag. And the voices are screeching. The volume has risen. My toilet seat haven morphed into a prison. Then the bell goes. And no ring ever sounded so sweet. I pull open the door as I get to my feet. Quick check in the mirror. Face is fine, all clear. The tap drips approval, and the one voice I hear is a small one from a cubicle deep down inside me saying, next time you want peace, just go to the library.